Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Here with, Tori Cohen and Christine Rice, both from LIAF, which is Long Island Alzheimer's Foundation, in Port Washington. And we're going to go back in reference to how people can wind up coming to your program. Sabina had mixed the question, but one thing I wanted to talk about just for a second, Christine had said she had gone through Alzheimer's with her mom. Mm-hmm. And I put out a newsletter pretty much monthly. It's a financial newsletter, but about people aging, etc. And that's why I was curious if your dad was alive, because then I do articles. And the article I did once was how difficult it is to be in bed with an Alzheimer's patient that they can be so close to you and miles away.
Absolutely.
And how difficult it is for the caregiver to turn around. 3 years ago, you had conversations, you had pillow talk. Yes. Now she's mm-hmm. there looking at you. You're looking at her and she's miles away. I mean, it's like, so from the respite program, which I'd like to talk, I mean, it's mm-hmm. like, it's just like your father is the whole family, but yeah. the poor man and vice versa, whether it's the mother, it's the child, whoever yeah. it is, you look at mommy and say, can I even hear?
Yeah. And you do, you feel that loss, and it's a disease that progresses sometimes quickly and sometimes slowly. My mom's was slower, but as we were talking about in being busy, she was with me all the time with my kids, and that helped tremendously, the socialization. But you had moments where they would look at you and they right. don't know who you are. I was with her 24/7, and some days she knew me and some days she didn't. But then, and certain behaviors and certain things that would happen, we would know. We would have to disconnect and say, that's not her, that's the disease.
Right. Right. Now, which means, I don't mean making you so great for a job like this, but I don't mean I love this that it happened.
No.
But you, the person then, is so connected with the people you're trying to help. It wasn't you went through school and you have a job. You have
to care. I honestly was so grateful that they hired me, because when I was going through it with my mother, I remember thinking, why is this happening? This is like a cruel disease. Uh-huh. Like, my kids have to see it, my siblings, all of us. There's got to be a reason.
Okay.
And I know there is, because it teaches you things, but now I it's a job that I love.
Good.
Well, because I think the fact is that this disease affects the entire family. So
yes.
We can say the person that gets diagnosed is, facing something tremendous. But just as you were saying, the family who's watching them, and they were this, different person, and they are changing in front of their eyes, with their memory, with their behaviors, things sometimes get exacerbated and their behaviors get worse, or they become more withdrawn. And the fact is that that's where the biggest part for us is, not only the person that's diagnosed, the caregiver suffers such tremendous emotional and sometimes physical mm-hmm. pain, and the impact on them and the burnout that can happen with caregivers. We always say they tend to neglect themselves and just take care of their loved one. And at the end of the day, what they haven't done to help themselves is really quite concerning.
Now, you have an office in Port Washington. Can anybody walk in if they think something's wrong, or do they have to be referred by a medical?
They can walk in and speak with our social workers, but yes, there has to be.
We have a lot of walk-ins, and then we can.
You send them if they say, I don't know a doctor, I haven't been to the doctor in 20 years. You'll get them someone in the area where they live.
We have a lot of information that we can pass on, a lot of resources. And we, not only are in Port Washington, we actually had an article on Newsday on Wednesday, because we have created a satellite in Westbury and in Rockville Center. So there are, other places that people
you
now
cover
can.
It.
Yes.
Yeah, we're trying to expand to reach as many people as we possibly can in
now,
different locations.
At the break also, you said it's $60 a day, which is tremendous. To drop a loved one off. At the same time, is there a support? I know you do support programs too. Do they run concurrent, so like you would put one person in one room, or no, it doesn't work that way?
No, we do have support groups that you could drop your loved one off and then join a group at the same time.
Oh, you can. Good.
It's a four-hour day program. So in the midst of that 4 hours, there's a group that someone can join.
Wow. Okay.
Which is important too.
You want to be able to make sure the person's taken care of.
And those have worked really well at the foundation, because people do feel comfortable that they're in this group of other people suffering and dealing with the disease, and they're all walking in the same shoes together.
Are you down near Manor Haven, the water, the senior center?
Yes, exactly. We're right across from the water.
Uh-huh.
Just a little bit of a different question. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have stuff coming up, events, programs coming? I want to talk about this, but at the same time, I don't want to say, oh, you have something next week and we didn't announce it.
No, we do. Okay. We have some exciting things coming. We have a golf outing on June 27th at Sands Point Golf Club. We're honoring Chris Mullen, the head coach of St. John's.
Oh, the name sounded familiar. Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful day. You can have it come for golf. There's a brunch golf, or you can come just for dinner and cocktails. We have wonderful auction items. And then we also have a casino night that we're having at Carlisle on the Green in Bethpage, October 19th. All of the information on this is on our website. They can get the information or they could call. We will mail out invitations if they haven't already been on our mailing list.
Okay. And actually, we'll keep it up here on the radio. Okay. We can announce it each week, especially the one for the casino. We got plenty of time just to, you know, and golf is one thing, and people enjoy golf, but you have the option just to go to the dinner part of it, which is fine. I don't play golf. I usually go to the dinner, and it's, you know,
A lot of people do that.
If someone visits our website, which is www.liaf.org, there's all of these events on it, and also, you know, there's a lot of people that want to do something and they volunteer at the foundation.
Okay.
A lot of hands-on with our population, so they like to work in our programs and, you know, and help out, but we have, you know, volunteer opportunities.
Memorials and donations.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't even think of that, too, because people... Volunteerism is it's an important part of organizations like yours, because unfortunately you just can't afford to have everybody as paid staff. It's too much today. But you have a person that has a couple of hours a week that they want to help out. There's always some sort of a job that they could do.
I think now, as opposed to 25 years ago, we have more volunteers than ever before, because the population's getting older and they want
longer.
And also, I don't know how much volunteering there was 30, 40 years ago, but that's what people do now. Mm-hmm. You know, what are you going to do, sit and look at television?
Right.
And I think a lot of people do come to the foundation to volunteer, because when they start getting involved in our word games or our trivia, I think they like to test their own knowledge themselves. We have to stop them sometimes. Okay, we have to wait to hear what the...
It's not for you.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, we have to wait to hear what the participants say.
Well, I passed once. I was going down a sound view, and I was going to stop in and ask a question, and I said, what if they don't let me out? You know? So I just kept going.
Yeah, that's fun. That's very funny.
Volunteering-wise, do you have programs for high school students? Because a lot of those guys look for a letter that they put in 10 hours. The Hebrew Academy in Great Neck, they insist the kids participate. I'm involved with Rotary, and we have people participating. Is there any sort of a program like that somebody in Port Washington School District?
We do. As a matter of fact, we just started what's called Forget You Not. Just started with 12 juniors from Shriver's High School, most amazing kids I've interacted with. They created a logo, we trademarked it, copyrighted it, we've got their t-shirts. They don't come into our program just because it's over at 2 and they don't get out of school till 3. This summer they will be coming into our program. But we also have at Amber Court, where we have our respite program, they volunteer there. It's an hour and I just require an hour and a half a week, because they have so many things with school. An hour and a half a week they come in to Amber Court, and which has a dementia care unit. They paint with the residents. They talk with them. We're creating video diaries. They read books to them. These kids, even though it's an hour and a half, will go in there more. When can we go? When can we do it? We're going to be at Harbor Fest on Sunday in Port Washington. They're going to be with us, you know, talking to people. And I also have it hopefully in about 4 or 5 other schools. I'm hoping to have it in every school, because it bridging the intergenerational, the generational gap is so important, and it teaches them not to be afraid of the older generation or of the disease and how much you can give back.
I also think sometimes seniors enjoy a youthful person versus me helping the person who's just a few years older. You have a 20-year-old that's like, and when they're alert, it's like, what are you doing? And you want to go to college, or you want to do this? It's entertaining. You know, I didn't give out your phone number. It's the 7-6 number number?
Oh, yeah, 516-767-6856.
Okay, for any information. And at the same time, I always say call 311 because we have your information. Mm-hmm. If you don't, you know, if you don't have a pen with you handy. Mm-hmm. But there's just so many opportunities. And even for a senior who's listening to this who have a child in school in Port Washington, tell them to get involved. It's just tremendous.
And there's also, as we were saying, it's the early, moderate to late stages, but also there's a lot of early onset diagnosis as well. So it's not just in the older generation. So
early onset, meaning younger years. Oh, okay.
40s, 50s.
Oh,
so
wow.
We're seeing the trend changing.
Right. Yes, that's why I think people sometimes have a misconception thinking, well, you're just going to get it when you're, you know, older. That just isn't
everybody thinks of it as an old disease.
Right, kind
of 40, 50, Alzheimer's? You got another 20 years.
Mm-hmm. But that's what sometimes happens, that people feel like there's something going on. They go to the doctor, and I think that there are certain times where I've heard it from one specific caregiver that their loved one had been diagnosed with four different things before they came up with the diagnosis of Alzheimer's. Because how could it be? How could it be that, you know, my 50 something year old wife is, you know, having Alzheimer's?
What are there any really early signs, or it's different with different people depending on your lifestyle, your, you know, whatever, your genes?
I think the fact is that everyone is different, and you know, the signs that we were talking about of time, confusion with place, judgment, also you could be in a conversation with someone and, you know, kind of lose yourself. Yeah. And so the fact is that I think, I mean, the earliest of earliest signs are those that you're, you know, you're doing in, you know, your everyday life, but when it just doesn't, you know, seem right to you, you know, that's where it starts to become a problem.
Right.
It's just
do
becoming,
other people
actually, no,
see
Sabina, I'm sorry, we're out
you.
Of time.
Whoops.
We
got to
go.
Oh.
The one important thing that I want to make clear is what you just said, Tori. It's unique. Every individual is unique, and so the symptoms would be unique. Right. You know your parent, you know your brother, you know your cousin, say something's going wrong here, and that's when you call Long Island Alzheimer's Foundation at 516-767-6856 or 311 and say, I got a question. And that's it. You have a conversation, they refer you to a doctor, and you take it from there. And it can be confusion, or it could be the beginning.
Absolutely.
I want to thank both of you, Christine and Tori. This was so tremendous.
Thank you
we
very
will
much.
Be talking
thank
about
you
your
much.
Golf outing for the next couple of weeks, and hopefully we'll get some people there for you, and then
thank
the casino,
you.
And you guys will be back again. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.